Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. And lucky for me, I have a special guest in the studio. I have fellow Jersey girl and Sitka fellow, Lizzie Starr. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Off the air, we talked about where you're from and you're from.
I am from the great state of New Jersey.
Holla. Yeah. And we talked, I am also from New Jersey. And it's always such a thrill to be this far away from home.
With a fellow countryman.
Exactly. We don't have to defend anything.
Not a thing.
So, Lizzie, you're a writer here in town for the next couple weeks.
This is true.
And what's the deal with Sitka Fellows?
So Sitka Fellows is a new program this year on the Sheldon Jackson campus. There's a group of 8 fellows that have been assembled. We're all working separately on our own projects that have a pretty big range from writing graphic novels to imagining what a fellow's next startup is going to be. And so there's this element of independent work, and then there's an element of fellowship and sharing of ideas, discussing things late at night in the kitchen, and also exploring Sitka. And it's been really, really wonderful. We've been here 3 weeks, and I'm thrilled basically all of the time.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And have you been to the West Coast before?
I have been to California. Mm-hmm. I flew in here from a wedding in LA, but that feels very, very, very different from being in Southeast Alaska.
Well, I hope we've created a creative atmosphere for you that foster your writing.
Absolutely. I was mentioning before getting on the air that I had some reservations about what I saw of the Sitka weather forecast before I came. I saw that there was 100% median cloud cover in July, and that scared me. But actually, first of all, I know now how to distinguish between a nice day and a not nice day in Sitka terms, but also the gray skies and the drizzle.
You acclimated so quickly.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, quick adjuster. But no, it really does. It lends itself to hard work and time inside at the computer, which is hard to justify otherwise, I think, in a new place.
Well, I'd like to say you graduated a few years ago from Yale.
Mm-hmm.
And weren't you indoors the whole time?
It's horrible.
Just studying.
The spring is really hard at school when you have to take finals. And it's like the only nice weather of the year.
And you studied English?
I did.
And your focus was on?
There's not a very focused program at Yale in English. I did sort of an American literature focus, like a little Faulkner. And there are also writing classes, and I took a lot of poetry writing classes while I was there, which was really wonderful. And now I'm shifting away from that into writing fiction in Sitka.
Oh, that's terrific. Did you bring something in the works, or did you start something fresh here?
I did. I did bring something in the works. So this is going to sound unrelated at first, but I did an AmeriCorps program last year. And you end off a year of AmeriCorps with an education award. So like $5,000 for, for further education. And I don't have immediate plans to go back to school. So I was thinking, maybe I could spend this on some sort of summer writer's workshop. So I started writing a manuscript with which to apply to some of these programs. And so that was my initial plan before finding out about Sitka Fellows. And when I was presented with that opportunity, I thought, I can really grow this thing that I'm working on into something bigger. I can be in, one of the coolest places on earth. And it just seemed like a natural choice to be here.
So I have to know, what's the fiction story about?
It's hopefully kind of fun. It's currently titled Aspersions Everywhere. And it is about a very reclusive, grumpy, maybe misogynistic male writer who turns out to be writing romance novels under a female pen name. And in the context of the story, this is like more than scandalous. This is dangerous because the romance writer who's actually this man has taken on great popularity. All of these really smart women are reading her, love her. There are sort of political overtones as well. So it's hopefully, you know, comic and kind of making fun of a lot of things, but in a way that I hope reveals some things about readers and writers and men and women.
That's a very fun, very fun idea. So I have to tell you, I'm always suspicious hanging out with writers, especially because, like, if I go out to dinner or if I see them in a cafe, they're some of the most observant people I've ever met. And I'm always afraid, like, not me personally, but my environment, my favorite coffee shop is going to end up in the story.
Yeah.
Is this unreasonable?
No, this is, you should be afraid. You should be totally afraid.
And Sitka is full of great short story characters.
Yeah, no, it's true. I think that, you know, there are some things that I might sort of only recognize afterwards are remnants of Sitka, and you know, there might be some more conscious moments of theft, I think, that might occur.
I like that you just owned that word of theft.
Yeah, it's kind of what it is. Yeah.
And how much have you written so far?
As of last night, I am sort of just over the 50-page mark, if we're counting in double-spaced terms.
But does it seem to be the story sort of developing pretty easily?
Yeah. I think so. One of the things that writers always say that's like sort of part of the mythology of the fiction writer is that characters take on a life of their own. They get away from you. You can't control them. And I think I've started getting into the flow enough that I find myself writing actions for my characters that were totally unanticipated. And they're getting a little bit of that life of their own, which is a good feeling.
And then here's the boring question is, you know, as a writer, I mean, what's the holy grail? Is it just to have your book published? Is it to, do public readings? I mean, where do you see yourself as a writer, or what would you know, your magic?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think writers have very different feelings about, you know, some really want critical acclaim, some want to be on the bestseller list. I definitely want to get my writing into the hands of readers. And so, yeah, I mean, it would be wonderful to be published. It would be totally, totally thrilling to have this thing that was like a casual idea turn into, you know, this physical object I can have in my hands and other people can have in their hands and read. It would be wonderful to get out there and to have readers who can connect with this story and enjoy this story and have, you know, the sort of thought-provoking experience that a kind of weird story like this can create for a reader. That would be wonderful.
And will folks in town have a chance to hear any pieces of this?
Yes. So we're still hammering out the details, but at the end of the program, we're here officially till August 31st. We're going to have some sort of combination open studios over on the campus, along with maybe some presentations and reading for those of us whose work lends itself to that. And I've been very private in the past in my writing, and this is an environment that has fostered more of a spirit of openness. And so I've been sharing my work among the fellows, and I'm really excited to, you know, to read some of it out loud, to get feedback, or just, you know, like a pat on the back, I think would be also really nice.
I think Sitka is a generous audience.
Yeah, really, a back padding kind of a place.
That'd be good. Well, I look forward to hearing a piece of it. And when you finish the book and it's published, you'll have to come back.
Oh yeah. Book tour stop number one.
And just remember the little people who are here in Sitka.
There are no little people.
Only small actors. What is that phrase? I'd like to thank my guest, Lizzie Starr. She's a Sitka fellow, writer, Sitka Jersey girl. You're always welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.